We're going to shift gears now, going to our friend Christy Lee McNally, Executive Director of the Free Hour Internet. Christy Lee, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Big tech censorship of conservative users alive and well. But see, as you, if you've picked up here, I take comments from all, including those that hate me from the left, and I'll read their comments here. I don't mind. But when it comes the other way, I
read every single comment on my piece in The Hill over the weekend, and I'm telling you, I get a lot of hate myself.
Oh, so yeah.
You're in good company right now.
When you plant your flag and you say, here is the position that I'm staking out, and here's what I believe, and here is why, and you put out a sensible, common sense, logical argument, they go bananas and start name-calling almost immediately. Isn't that about right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Russian bot. I'm a feckless Ivanka. I mean, if you're going to compare me to Ivanka, I'm perfectly fine with that. So,
Yeah, don't compare me to Ivanka, but you, that'd be good. I appreciate that. So, the censorship. What do you make of all this big tech censorship? Because we've talked about it. People have pointed it out. People have pointed out the Internal Revenue Service was used as a weapon against conservatives. Now social media is a weapon against conservatives. The national news media, except for a couple of outlets, are weapons against conservatives. And yet, it doesn't seem to work. Because if you look, and I was in Chicago for the last couple of days talking to people, the support for Donald Trump remains steadfast in my estimation. What do you think?
No, I agree. I live outside the Beltway. I live in Maine, you know that. And, the people that I talk to on a daily basis are still very supportive of Donald Trump. And I think, if you look at my piece in The Hill over the weekend, the Pew Research poll shows that 70% of Americans believe that the social media does, discriminate against conservatives. And so we are well aware of the problem, and I don't know if you watched any of the judicial hearings yesterday, but you had, three executives from the big, tech companies get up there and basically lie, because they did. And I listened to the whole thing, and, they got up there and they're point blank asked if they used, the big question was, how do you decide what is fake news and what is not fake news? And they were asked specifically about the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I'm not sure if you're listening.
Oh, the SPLC, aren't they a lovely bunch of hateful individuals?
Exactly. And they said, the woman from Facebook said, no, we don't use them. And that's a bold-faced lie, because we have them on record, Zuckerberg actually saying that they do use them.
Of course they use them. These are the people that label people like Chick-fil-A as hateful groups.
Exactly.
It's a chicken sandwich, by the way.
They should be labeled a hate group themselves. And, yesterday, I think it's important to have these discussions with them, only in the sense, because I don't think anything is going to be done, but it shows their hypocrisy. It shows that they get up there and they lie. And it gives people like me more ammunition to go out and talk to people and say, this is, we have to make sure, yesterday, Representative Kaufman, gets up in his high horse in Colorado and says, we need net neutrality, caves to the Democrats and it shows me, it's like, no.
What I need is politicians to keep their hands off the internet, not to control or decide for me what's real and what's fake news. I'm smart enough to figure that out for myself, and I'm not too bad.
Exactly,
I don't need Facebook and their stooges telling me what I should read.
And if at some point we do, what I'm trying to do and what the people, that I talk to on a daily basis is that I want your stories. I want to, go on my website, tell me when you've been put in time, Twitter timeout and Twitter jail, so that if we come to the point where they start trying to put in legislation to curb the internet, regulate the internet, I want to make sure that they are going to include, Twitter and Facebook and Google, because that every time those discussions come out, they bring out the big guns and they make sure that they're carved out. But I want to walk in there, with boxes full of stories. I want to print everything out, and be very dramatic and go in there and say, listen, these are all people who have been censored by, big tech, and you can't allow that to happen. If
you can't
sit here and have this discussion.
Because the problem is, as we've discussed on this program before, you and I, is that Facebook, in effect, is a monopoly. Twitter's close to a monopoly in what they do. Instagram, close to a monopoly. They're all
you know, and big, on Google, I mean,
and when you box people out,
world, you know, I mean,
yeah, when you box people out,
serious about that.
When you box people out and don't allow them to speak freely, then you're allowing a monopoly to affect free speech. I gotta leave it right there. Christy Lee McNally, Executive Director of Free Hour Internet. Always a good conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Always a pleasure. Quick break. We'll be right back.